Maya Thompson sits down in her lab and pulls up a set of recordings on her computer. She helped tape these sounds for the Elephant Listening Project in Zanga National Park in the Central African Republic. She plays a recording made in the forest late at night.
You heard some insects, you heard some sort of the din of a nighttime forest.
But you probably don't hear elephants. Next, Thompson takes the same sound and speeds it up on her computer. Suddenly, you can hear something else.
This is four times normal speed.
Those low rumbles are made by elephants. Sped up, they rise in pitch, but it turns out that elephants mostly talk among themselves below levels we can hear. Biologist Katie Payne discovered these sounds in the 1980s. She realized that because elephant rumbles are so low, they travel long distances. This should make them useful to track elephants over wide forests. But Thompson remembers that in the field, it was hard to see how.
We were collecting all this information, and we wanted to know what the calls were like. But because we can't hear them, we were almost totally in the dark about what was going on.
Back in New York, Thompson and the rest of the research team combed through all the recordings made in Central Africa looking for elephant calls. It took thousands of hours, but with that time, they were able to nail down a pattern. The key was the relationship between audio and video taken of elephants in one popular clearing.
This is a communication system. There's a lot of other variables other than, hi, I'm here. But overall, the more calling, the more elephants, and that was good news to us.
Now Thompson can monitor huge areas of dense forest using audio recordings. In the field, the team hoists their recorders into trees attached to truck batteries. They can stay up there a long time, which has real advantages.
Usually when you take a survey, you go, you count, and you leave. We're able to have this recorder up continuously without all of this human effort and make repeated estimates over longer periods of time.
With enough information, Thompson can estimate the numbers of elephants in a forest with twice the precision she could have before. Marcella Kelly teaches wildlife field techniques at Virginia Tech. She says that when you can track animal numbers closely, you can see how they respond to changes in their environment, a must for conservation.
We really need effective ways to estimate population size, especially because decisions are made on management depending on what those numbers tell us over time.
The Elephant Listening Project recently began monitoring elephants in the African nation of Gabon.
Authorities had allowed gas exploration to see if there's any petroleum reserves. And so our project was asked to monitor the forest for elephant calls before, during, and after this exploration.
Thompson can already say that things have changed. Elephants have started coming out more at night than during the day to avoid people. In the end, hopefully she'll be able to say just how disruptive these changes have been and to pinpoint the human activities causing problems. Thompson also wants to protect other animals, making noise in the forest and outside it.
We're really hoping that these methods that we've developed will be developed for not only forest elephants, but other species that we really need to know how they're doing before we can try to protect them.
For right now, though, Thompson is still in the lab listening for elephants. For the Environment Report, I'm Emma Jacobs.